Moramai, Sean. First of all, there's no doubt that Dr. Ellison and Dr. Hayward have worked really, really hard, and I want to thank them for that, even though I had fundamental disagreements over a lot of the issues that the Chief Minister has raised. But I was concerned about the language being used, stepping down. The reality is, let's be honest, they've been sacked by the Chief Minister. And I do question the timing of it all. A month away from the budget and 6 months from the end of this administration does seem an extraordinary move when all the issues that the Chief Minister has cited have been known about now for several weeks. So to do it on the eve, the day before the January sitting of Tynwald, just smacks a little bit of, well, a bit too late.
Now, you mentioned there that the language describing the ministers as stepping down rather than being sacked. Why is it important to get that language was right? What's the is there a transparency issue there?
I absolutely have hit the nail on the head. Let's be honest about things. They haven't stepped down, which implies that they've resigned. The Chief Minister has chosen to get rid of them. And I'm sure Dr. Michelle Hayward will have more to say on that after 8 o'clock. And it's transparency. Let's use common parlance language.
And we've heard the Chief Minister this morning talking about restoring public confidence, about some of the policies causing public aggravation. Would you not agree, though, that if something is going wrong, then there does need to be action taken?
I agree, but the point I'm making is all these issues have been known about for several weeks now. And this does seem very, very late in the day. And the impact it's had on today's Tynwald sitting, which had a surprisingly short order paper anyway. Three of the government bits of business are not being moved as a result of the reshuffle. So the sea service is a framework, a financial statement, and the waste strategy are not moved. And I'll also be surprised if item 12 gets moved, and that's the combined vote on the application of the Freedom of Information Act 2015 to publicly owned companies. A combined vote was called by Mr. Thomas, who now, of course, is Treasury Minister and, in fact, de facto shareholder of the Steam Packet Company, who is one of the companies he was calling for to be part of Freedom of Information.
Well, Mr. Glover, you've sort of touched on it there. What are your thoughts about the incoming ministers? A return to Comin for Chris Thomas and Tim Crookall, one of whom has been sacked twice from Comin, one of whom has stood down twice in this administration. Your thoughts to their appointments?
Look, I wish them well, but I'm not sure how much they're going to achieve in such a short space of time. That's the reality of it. And I go back to the vote of no confidence and the succession of ministers. Stood up and said they would resign if the vote was won on that day, and they all pleaded for stability. This does not smack of stability.
And the fact that now the list of ministerial changes within Alfred Cannon's administration since October 2021 stands at 29, we think that's surely got to be the most ever. You talk of stability there, 29 movements in the last 4.5 years or so. Does that smack of stability?
No, and I was trying to work that out myself, but I gave up in the end this morning because I knew Sean was keeping a tally. So I will take that 29 as being factually correct. But yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's been a rocky 4.5 years.
You mentioned a few moments ago that the vote of no confidence that took place in October 2024. Is it time for another vote?
I'm not going to push that button. I've done that before. It's up to someone else on the back benches if they feel that that is something that needs to be brought forward. I mean, we need to hear, first of all, what the Chief Minister is going to say. He'll face an enormous amount of questions. That's going to rumble on at the start of today's Tynwald sitting. We'll see how that goes. Wish him well, but he's got a lot of questions to provide answers to.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.